Welcome to the podcast, The She Efficient Way, where efficiency meets empowerment. As an extension to the She Efficient blog, I'm dedicated to delivering bite-sized insights, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your life and reach your goals. Join me on this journey towards greater efficiency as we navigate each step together. Let's thrive one step at a time. Welcome to the She Efficient Way. Hello, today I'm honored to present a beautiful guest. She is an online vintage store owner of 12 years, a blended family of seven. She is sober for over 12 plus years. She arrives with a lot of insights into life balance hacks, and she will enrich our conversation on women empowerment. Let us extend a warm welcome to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey Katie, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Absolutely. Welcome to the She Efficient Way, where it's she efficient, but not she efficient perfectly, right?
That's right. We were just talking about that.
Yes. We were just to our listeners, we were just talking about that this is, Sarah was doing things before, and she's like, this isn't she efficient. I was like, it's she efficient. This isn't she efficient perfectly. At least we get things done.
Yeah, I felt bad because I was like getting all these texts and calls, and I'm like texting and calling everybody, like, leave me alone, I'm doing something. And I'm like,
You're right.
I'm supposed to be here for the podcast. And Katie's like, you are here for the podcast. Like, calm down. Like,
Right. We both arrived, and that's all that matters.
yeah, exactly.
We both showed up. I mean, like I said, I have my son right next to me, and we'll see if how good he's gonna stay.
And
So.
I hear my dogs barking in the other room, so we'll see how that goes too.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's
We're here.
perfect.
We're here.
We're doing it efficiently.
We are.
All right, Sarah. So my first question for you is how, what does efficiency mean to you then?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you basically summed it up in the fact that like showing up is the hardest part, and it's also the most important part. And I know for me, I have a bit of a perfectionist tendency. So I've got this like all or nothing mindset, and it's like, if I can't get to Katie's podcast and have everything taken care of and have my dogs quiet and have my other stuff done and have everything like written down perfectly what I'm gonna say, like I just can't do it. Like that's my go-to sort of state of mind. Like, if it's not perfect, just don't bother. But that's something that I've learned, is that it doesn't have to be perfect. Just show up and do the action and do your best, and results will follow. And besides that, for me, I think, like you mentioned, I do juggle a lot of things. And actually, one thing I forgot to mention on the form that I did not fill out perfectly, but I did fill out, is that I'm also a college student. Yeah, so I've got the business, I've got my recovery, I've got five kids, I've got school. And so one thing that is really important for me in maintaining all those things is prioritizing, and deciding, every day I've got, say, 10 things to do, 10 things that I want to do, that I would like to do. Well, realistically, am I going to be able to do all those 10 things? Probably not. So what do I need to do first, to make sure that I feel good about what I'm doing and how I feel and stuff like that, and then be able to just let go of the things that I might not be able to get done and not beat myself up over it. So.
You kind of got over, got on to two of my questions, which
Oh,
I absolutely
gosh.
love. No,
That's
no, no.
efficiency. I'm like, give me all the questions and
You
I'll just wrap it up into one.
exactly. Like I'm just like, okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, no, go
But
ahead.
so my other question was, so do you have another advice for perfectionism and procrastination?
Ooh, procrastination. That's a big one for me. Yeah, definitely. So I tend to get really overwhelmed with big projects, or honestly, Katie, even little projects. Like, and so I look at these things and I'm like, this is so huge. I'm never going to be able to get this done. I don't even want to think about it. I'm going to go take a nap instead, you know, like. And so something that really helps me to get started, again, like just get started, is to take things in small bites. Like, for example, doing the dishes. I know that seems silly, but like I have five kids, like I have a lot of dishes all the damn time, you know? And I look at my kitchen and I'm like, it's just too much, you know? But if I say to myself, okay, I'm just gonna load the dishwasher. I'm not gonna worry about the hand wash. I'm not gonna worry about cleaning the counters. I'm just gonna do this, you know? And I break things up into these bite-sized pieces, even like vacuuming. Like I'm gonna vacuum my house today and, you know, I might not do the whole house, but I might do like, you know, one or two rooms. But usually when I do that, what happens is that I've given myself the ability to get started. And so it builds momentum. And I'm like, okay, I think I can do one more room. Okay, I think I can go ahead and wipe off the counters, you know, because I'm already doing it. So those are things that really help me in getting past my procrastination. That and once I'm doing them, I try really hard to be present in the moment, and kind of use it almost as like a meditation, because that way I'm not, you know, I have my mind is always racing, like what's next, what's next, what's next, got to do it all. But if I'm able to like ground myself and stay present, then I can focus on the task at hand and not get as overwhelmed, which is typically what leads me to procrastination. So.
Okay, yeah, I can completely relate. When I need to get the momentum to do something, I mean, it takes me forever because all I want to do is nap too.
Yeah. Napping is
Or
life.
napping is life, or I want to read a book or blog or
Yeah.
do other things and stuff
Scroll
like that.
Instagram. That's mine.
Absolutely.
So
So besides
bad.
prioritizing, what habits or tools do you have that are, do you believe that are essential for maintaining a balance in your life?
So Katie, you know, the most important thing for me definitely is my sobriety. So that's something that I put first in my life, because if I'm not sober, I'm not going to be able to do any of this stuff that I'm doing, you know? So carving out some time for my recovery is essential for me. And, you know, hand in hand with that goes just self-care in general. And then, you know, a couple of other things that have become important to me as I've gotten older that were not necessarily so. When I was younger, are eating healthy and exercising. And I never thought that I would say those things. Like, I am not that girl. You know what I mean? But like, as I get older, like, I really notice that, like, if I eat too much sugar, like, I feel like crap and I can't do anything, you know? And same with just moving. And I'm not some exercise nut, you know, but I mean, just getting out, taking a walk, you know, doing a little bit of yoga. And again, like that was something that I would get overwhelmed with, and I'd be like, I can't do an hour of yoga, you know, so I'll do like 20 minutes, you know? And so those are things that definitely are really helpful for me in being able to balance all the things. And I forgot to mention also, I also have another chronic illness. I have Crohn's disease, so I have to, you know, manage that, and it does impact me in terms of like my fatigue and energy levels at times. So it's another thing that I just have to like really kind of watch and take care of myself and take into account if I want to be able to do all these things that I love to do. I do, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Health for sure. So how does self-care play in? Like, what do you do for your self-care?
My self-care for the most part is going to meetings, 12-step meetings, connecting with my friends, and not beating myself up. Because I think the whole wellness industry that's really big right now in the world, and especially on social media, like it can make me feel like I'm not taking care of myself enough, you know, because I'm not like going and getting a spa treatment or like, you know, getting my nails done or whatever. But self-care can look different for different people, you know. So I don't have to necessarily drink a green smoothie every day or you know, be into the latest motivational speaker or whatever in order to feel like I'm doing self-care. It's just really simple things for me. Going outside, and again, like nothing complex, like not necessarily going for a hike or whatever, but just going outside, you know, feeling the sunshine. Like I love to walk barefoot, like it helps ground me, you know. So just really simple things for me are acts of self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, everyone has a different of self-care. Like mine thing is I have three different self-cares: spiritual, internal, and external. You know, the external, of course, is like taking a hot bath with bubbles and getting my nails done, massage, etc. Internal is eating healthy, you know, making sure I work out or whatever. And then spiritual is like meditation, getting connected, you know. So that's mine and
I
stuff.
love
So
that.
that,
Yeah, it's like a three-part spiritual, physical, emotional
yeah,
well-being.
absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Can you share a personal experience where you were overwhelmed by a task that was in front of you and found a way to overcome it?
Yeah, with school. So I didn't go to college, and later on in life I decided that I wanted to do that in order to just feel better about myself and kind of explore, you know, some different possibilities or opportunities. And so a couple years ago, I guess, I started taking classes, and you know, I went in full speed ahead with that all or nothing mindset. Like, I'm gonna get this degree and, you know, quicker than 4 years. Like, I'm gonna make straight A's and I'm gonna, you know, be the best. And so I took a full course load, on top of, you know, the being a mom, the vintage business, the recovery, the Crohn's, like, and Katie, when I tell you that it almost killed me, like I legit, Katie, had to get on medication because I was like, this statistics class makes me want to kill myself. Like, and not to be like flippant about that, because I have struggled with mental health issues my whole life, and especially like suicidal ideation, but like it was really, really difficult. And it had me just questioning, like, why am I even doing this? Like, like, and I was just like, maybe I should just quit, And instead of quitting the next semester, I took a half course load, And that's been much more manageable for me, because, I do have this full life as a woman who's, 40 plus years old. Like, I'm not a college student who can devote their whole life to just doing their classes. So, I was really proud of myself for not just quitting, and saying I can't do it, but figuring out a way that I could do it that was manageable for me. And knowing that, ultimately it's not about the destination, it's about the journey and appreciating where I'm at, what I'm learning, and the privilege that I get to do this, because it is a privilege. So
Ready to take your productivity to the next level? Say hello to our new secret weapon. Crafted with precision and passion, the efficient Ever After Planner is your roadmap to success. Stay on top of your schedule with ease while strategically tackling your goals with our intuitive layouts and goal setting frameworks. From meetings to milestones, this planner has you covered. Plus, its sleek design adds a touch of sophistication to your daily routine. Don't just dream it, achieve it. Join the efficiency revolution and make every moment count with the efficient Ever After Planner. Order yours today and unlock your full potential. You're right. It is about the journey. I think that's the most beautiful part of the story, right? How do you define women empowerment?
So, the first thing that comes to mind for me when I think about women empowerment is that we got to empower ourselves because obviously the men folk ain't gonna do it. Like, like you might have a good man here and there. Like, I'm not trying to bash men or anything like that, but like, we've got thousands and thousands of years of history of the patriarchy keeping us down, So, for me, like, it's all about being the example and supporting women myself so that, hopefully women can see that and reciprocate it. Because, like I said, nobody's going to do it for us, and the best way to help people is when it's somebody that you can relate to and you've been there and you know what they're going through. And we as women, that's what we've got in common, So I think there's nobody better suited to help empower us than ourselves. So,
I love that. That was beautiful. Thank you. Who has been the biggest inspiration in your personal life to motivate you to achieve the goals you've set for yourself?
It's not just one person, it's all the people. My friends, my family, the women too. Like when I think about the people that I look up to, not a single male comes to mind. Maybe my husband, but don't tell him I said that. I don't want him to get a big ego. But no, like I just look to my friends, especially the women, that are in recovery with me, and I see them go through incredibly difficult life experiences and come out stronger on the other side. And I see them go after their dreams, and I see them succeed and I see them fail and I see that being okay. I see them trusting that the universe has got our back, And as long as we just keep forging ahead and trying to live with, the best intentions, we're gonna be okay and we're not gonna be alone and we're gonna make it. together. So, yeah.
That's right. We're never alone. We're always together. So, as a special guest on the She Efficient Way, do you have another, out of all your other messages and insights, do you have another message or insight that you would hope to portray to our listeners?
I think honestly, there's so many, Katie. But you know, the biggest one that keeps coming to mind for me recently is just the fact that the only thing I can control is myself, you know. And I have to have acceptance in terms of other people, other situations, other politics, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, if I don't have acceptance over it, it's going to eat me alive, and I can't afford that. So, yeah.
Acceptance is key for sure
Yep.
for a lot of life things and stuff. So, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have four very important questions. These
Okay.
are those questions were like nothing.
Boring. No.
Yeah, they were boring. They were so boring. These are the most important questions, okay? The last one is the most important
Okay,
question.
I'm so excited.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay, your favorite color.
Blue.
Blue, why?
I don't know. It always has been. It's just peaceful. You know, it's peaceful. Yeah.
Okay, I could see it. It's a little serenity, a little bit a serenity moment. I love that. Do you have a favorite book? I'm sure you do. We were just talking about reading and stuff, so I'm sure you have a favorite one.
The big book, duh. No. Just kidding. So I have so many favorite books, but my favorite book that I've read recently is called Braiding Sweetgrass, and it is written by Barbara, no, not Barbara Kingsolver. She's another author that I love, but it's written by crap, now I forgot her name because I'm on the spot. I'm gonna Google it. But anyways, it's the woman that wrote it. Oh, it's Robin Wall Kimmerer. Okay. She is a biologist and she's got Native American roots. And she, I don't know if she is a poet, but the way she writes is like poetry. And so it's about using sort of like blending Native American sort of cultural land practices and bringing them into like meshing them with like science and how the things that have been they've been doing for thousands of years are now being like scientifically proven to be beneficial for the earth. And the way she writes is just incredibly beautiful, and it changed my life. Like, it changed my life. And I highly, highly recommend it to anybody. Everyone that I've recommended it to, which has been a ton of people that has read it, has loved it like I did. So, Braiding Sweetgrass.
I'm gonna have to have you text me that
I
because
will.
I'm definitely interested. That's very
Yeah.
cool. Besides this podcast, cough, cough, do you have a favorite podcast?
There have been a number that I've really enjoyed. There's one called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's with Lewis Howe, Howe or Howes. Do you know the one I'm talking about? I can't remember what it's called, but it's Lewis Howe, and he's cool, man. And he has all kinds of cool guests on there. But then I also love Andrew Huberman, which, if you're a podcast person and you're a science person, like, you probably know that he's come into a little bit of controversy lately, but I still love him. He's a science man and he is hot too. So, not that you can see him on the podcast, but I follow him on Instagram.
I
So,
love that for you.
yeah. I'm
I'll
such a
have to check him
dork.
out for sure. I'll
Yeah,
have to check him out.
he's
All right,
cool.
the most important question, right?
Yes.
Your favorite food.
Favorite food. I love all the foods. It's so hard. Bread and potatoes, carbs. Give me all the carbs.
Any form. I
Yeah,
love that. Oh my
for
God.
sure. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I'm a huge foodie, so that's why it's the most important question.
Yeah.
All the she efficient questions are ye, whatever.
It's all
But
just to get down to the food, really.
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm glad you understand
I do. I do. I
that.
get it, man. We're
Right.
one and the same.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much. I want to express my gratitude to you so much for being a part of the She Efficient Way. And your insights are truly treasured. And I appreciate you coming out here, coming on to this podcast, and doing this with me. And I love you so much. And
I
I
love
miss
you
you.
too. I miss you too. Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun. And I just admire you so much and what you're doing. You're such a
Aw, you're a badass. You're one of
badass.
my little badass mentors.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Oh, well, I love you. And to our listeners, I love you all. Thank you for being here.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the She Efficient Way, where efficiency meets empowerment. Don't forget to subscribe to more tips and inspiration on optimizing your life. Until next time, stay efficient and keep thriving.